Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today's readings are taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 7, and the gospel of the evangelist we call John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 42. Our readings today speak of discipleship in general, and what it means to be called as an evangelist for Christ in particular. Just as the original gospel writers, we're called to tell our understanding of God's manifestation on earth as Jesus Christ, and how that manifestation has made itself known in our own lives. The word evangelize comes from a Greek word meaning a messenger or angel, bringing good news. There's nothing in the definition that limits an evangelist to a particular way of relating that news, and certainly doesn't compel a person to be confrontational with others in the way we tell our faith story. But in the mainline North American churches, we tend to hear emotional overtones from the word. Sometimes it can make us uncomfortable, conjuring up images of street corner ranters and doorbell knockers. But when it comes to evangelism, really, sometimes all we need to do is show and not tell. Our gospel story starts with John the Baptist declaring his recognition of Jesus as Messiah. John describes the revelation that allowed him to know that God had come to be among them. He says, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." John heard God's voice declaring that this was the sign to look for. John says twice that the Holy Spirit remained on Jesus, and he realized that in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is a constant presence, not something fleeting or transitory. In this conviction of Christ's identity, John is now talking with two followers, one of whom is Andrew. John sees Jesus walking by and says straight out, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Andrew and the other disciple hear him and we're told they immediately start to follow Jesus. What follows is one of those quirky little conversations that the gospel writer delights in. Jesus asks the disciples what they're looking for. They reply by asking where he's staying. Jesus says, "Come and see." We're told they came and saw and stayed with Jesus that day. Late in the afternoon, Andrew found his brother Simon and told him, "We've found the Messiah." He brought Simon to Jesus, and Jesus gave Simon a new name, Peter, meaning rock. It is here in this gospel account that we get a model of evangelism that speaks to us today. There is simply an encounter between the baptizer and two disciples, one of whom brings his brother to see what he, Andrew, has seen. This is a model of faith that doesn't rely on trying to convince someone of something. There's nothing in this story about Andrew trying to coerce his brother into believing. His witness, his evangelizing, is simply to say, "We've found the Messiah," and to make an introduction. No haranguing, no wheedling, no promises, no arguing or trying to justify. Just a simple introduction. Andrew then has the faith to let go and let God. Kathleen Norris, a contemporary Christian scholar, says, "Evangelism is a scary word to many Christians. I've often heard people who are dedicated members of the church say, 'I hate evangelism,' or 'I don't believe in it,' or, usually from the shy, more introverted members of the church, 'I'll do anything for this church, but don't ask me to serve on the evangelism committee.'" She describes a time in her life when she was starting to return to church after a struggle with her spirituality. She tells how grateful she was during that time that the congregation didn't besiege her with visits about coming to church more often. She says, "They had respected the mysteries of faith. It had pretty much left me alone to work out my relationship with God and with them." She says, "The people in the congregation did evangelize in another sense, by saying and doing things they probably don't remember. Most likely they didn't think of it as evangelizing. The name of Jesus, for example, may not have come up. But little things they said or did revealed their faith in healthy and appealing ways. Something about the way they lived their faith, or even failed to live it, failings I could recognize in myself, convinced me to throw in my lot with them and join the church." As disciples of Christ, we too can be messengers of the good news without having to bring God into the conversation. When I think of this morning's reading from Isaiah, with the servant lamenting that he feels that his words have been in vain. I wonder if our reaching out to the nations might be more effective sometimes if we talked less and did more. Like Andrew, maybe it will be enough that we simply show others by our actions that Christ is our rock and our salvation. Like Andrew, we might have the faith of, in our discipleship to let go and let God, not needing to convince, argue, or justify our faith, but simply to live our lives in Christian love and trusting God to work in people in God's own way. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.